Have you ever just like found yourself scrolling and scrolling and scrolling to, I don't know, get some inspiration before my next fill in the blank, social post, blog post, sales page, episode, video, reel, whatever it happens to be? Yeah, and you end up scrolling and getting nowhere and not even actually creating anything. Yes, exactly. We've all been there. I've been there. I am 100% guilty of this, but it's not really doing our business any favors. We need to stop the random acts of marketing. And to do this, I've invited Patty Dominguez on the show today. She's a marketing coach, and she helps entrepreneurs stand out in a category of one and making their competition irrelevant. Sounds awesome, right? Well, it is. Patty knows her stuff. We're going to be talking about all the ways that you can come to the table with authentic marketing that actually makes sense and not have to worry about what everybody else is doing. Because look, you're not like everybody else. You're awesome. And guess what? You need to listen to this episode.
You're listening to the Side Gig Central podcast, where we truly believe that your side gig has the power to change your life. My name is Elena Ciccatelli, and I'm a small business owner and side gig hustler just like you. I'm so excited to help you redefine what success looks like in today's gig economy. Listen in on honest conversations that I have with the experts and from hardworking side gig entrepreneurs just like you who are killing it with their side hustle. Learn the best strategies, tips, and tricks that have helped others pave their own way and craft their dream side gig. So if you're ready to get started, up your game, and do the work, you're definitely in the right place. Let's get started.
Patty, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning? Great to see you.
I'm awesome, Elena. Really, really happy to be here with your audience.
I am really pumped about this topic because I think it's something that all entrepreneurs could use. So we're talking about stopping the random acts of marketing, which I think we are all guilty of at one point or another. So Patty, let's take a step back and talk about your entrepreneurial journey, how you got to where you are today, and how you help people.
Well, hey, everybody. Patty Dominguez here from PositioningToProfit.com. And I once upon a time had a corporate job and got immensely burnt out. And so I made it a point to figure out how to get out of it, out of the job. I worked one day of January 2013 in my cushy job, and I worked one day so I can get my big fat bonus, and I ventured out into entrepreneurship. And initially, I had ego about, like, I'm never going to go back to my job, and I want to make this happen on my own as an entrepreneur. But fact is, I did learn quite a bit in corporate. And so I finally recognized, I'm like, okay, let me marry both. Let me marry my what I did in corporate and then into the entrepreneurship and combine that both. And really where I hang my hat is in helping female entrepreneurs with their positioning, which is something that is grossly missing in what people are doing as solopreneurs, where the big brands that I used to work with do time and time again.
Yes. Oh, I love what you said about corporate, because I'm in a very similar situation. Like, I have a corporate job right now, but I have learned, as you said, so much by doing my work in corporate. And it has allowed me to, I think, go a little bit quicker in where I'm going right now with my sales coaching business versus if I didn't have that experience. So kudos to you for building your business and helping people. Your help is sorely needed. So let's dive right in to our topic today, stopping the random acts of marketing. Not only do I love this catchphrase because it's very catchy, what do you mean by stopping the random acts of marketing?
Okay. As solopreneurs, one of the things that happens is that we become very reactive. And so we take a spray and pray approach to marketing. And so one of the questions that I find that people will say, my marketing's not working. I don't understand why it is. Should I be on Snapchat? Should I be on TikTok? Should I be on Instagram? Where should I be? And so that in it of itself really shows me that people are just being reactive. Like, they're doing what they see. Oh, okay. Well, TikTok's really hot right now, so let me go on over there. But what they're really not recognizing is the fundamentals. And this is where I go back to the positioning argument. So positioning, basically the easiest way to think about it, it's the equivalent of wanting to build your dream home, right? So we have our businesses and we're like, okay, I want to build my dream home. This is super exciting. And then what they do is they focus on the paint on the walls or these really cool curtains, or here's what I'm going to hang up on the wall. And that's all branding and visual identity. Okay. And positioning is, if you want to build a dream house, you want to start with what? The blueprints. And who do you go to? The architect. That's the unsexy, the start of any good brand building effort has to come with the fundamentals around who you serve, how you're standing out, why you do what you do, and really having a message to market match. Then, okay, where is my, I call it premium prospect or ideal customer as it's referenced. Where are they hanging out and what are their pain points, and really having an intimate understanding of those fundamentals that all fall under the positioning bucket. Start there first.
Now, what would you say if someone is like really fixating on the paint color or the decor, or like they go on this shopping spree to Home Goods and they don't even have like their room finished yet? Like, that's kind of a weird analogy.
The first step is like really understanding, okay, what mind share are you capturing? So what is it that you want to be known for? So imagine yourself at a cocktail party, and let's say you're a chiropractor and somebody's like, you know, I really hurt myself, I was in this car accident, and I really need somebody to take a look at for my spine. That when the person across is like, go to this chiropractor, they're the ones, this and that, that chiropractor has captured mindshare. And that's really what you want to be known for, is like, what mindshare are you capturing? So when anybody thinks about positioning, I want them to think about me, right? So at the end of the day, I'm a marketing coach, or at the end of the day, you could be a health coach or a fitness coach, wealth coach, whatever kind of coaching, because coaching is really hot right now. That's okay. But within that, go in and specialize, deep dive a little bit more, claim your white space. And that is what a lot of people are not doing. And so that's when I could tell, I'm like, okay, so tell me what you do. I'm a mortgage broker. I'm a health coach. Like, that's not enough. But what if it was a health coach for women who are postpartum, right? And they want to lose that baby fat. Now, that's a very specific pain point. That's a very specific need. And you're going to stand out because you're specialized. So the answer there, in a roundabout way, is claiming your niche, is specializing. And when you do that, you can actually demand higher pricing as well because you're specialized.
Yes, I couldn't agree with that more. Actually, one of my clients comes to mind when you think about that, because she does web design for STEM scientists only, and like academics. Like, that is
perfect.
Like, oh, it's so good. And then when we're going through like working out her pricing, I'm like, you're charging for this discovery call, because you are, like, again, to what you were saying about, you can command those prices because, again, you're specializing in what you do. Any other like common red flags that you see solopreneurs doing and you're just like, oh, don't do that?
Yes. And I have to tell you about the category of one thing. If you go on my website, it says, I help the who establish your category of one, making their competition irrelevant, because that's exactly what it is. You know, it's, you want to make your competition irrelevant. So to that point, let's kind of turn the corner there, is I can always tell where people are. If I say to you, okay, what do you do? And you tell me I'm a sales coach. And then I said, okay, well, what do you charge an hour or whatever? You've just commoditized yourself, right? By saying, well, that's what the market will bear. That answer shows you that you are what I call a commoditized coach. You don't want to be there. You want to be a prolific pro, right? A prolific pro really carves out that white space. The other one is when you see copycat types of approaches. Like, I've saw a trend, I don't know if that's still, I guess it's still going on, like the whole lady boss, boss babe, that kind of thing, like sprinkles and cupcakes and, like, you know, being that whole thing. It's like, that is void of brand personality, because just because that particular person that started that trend, they stand out. Okay, they claimed it, like that's their brand personality. But you finding your brand personality is really essential because that correlates with your values. And when you have these specifics in place, you'll magically attract people who resonate with you. I have a client really quick is that she does home cooking. And so she does like organization. She's really amazing. And she is all about like, how do you leverage your time as a mom, as a busy mom and cooking and whatnot. But she has a really big potty mouth. She cusses a lot. And she's like, And I asked her, I'm like, why aren't you who you are in your marketing, like on YouTube and stuff or on your videos? She's like, well, I don't know if it's appropriate. I'm like, stop. Be who you are is probably the biggest tip, as cliche as it sounds, Elena, but be who you are. And once you started doing that, I'm not kidding, her socials went up dramatically. But it's that strategy is contrast. And what happens with contrast is you're going to be polarizing to some people because certain people would be appalled by that, but that's okay because you're kind of culling the people who you are not meant to work with, and that's okay. And so it does require an element of courage to just be who you are. Like, I'll drop an F-bomb. I don't have to say it every sentence, but I do it and it has to be okay. There's certain things I stand for. I'm a little bit woo, and all these little elements that make you who you are. I think that would be really important. Don't be a copycat. Just step into being who you are and you'll see what happens.
Yes, Patty. So much yes to all of what you just said. Also too, those people are never going to buy from you anyway.
Exactly. So,
like, why are you even trying to pretend like you are something that you're not really? And also too, another spin on this is if it is a really personalized service and you are working one-to-one with people, people want to know, like, who am I going to be working with? Is it going to be a completely different person than what I hear on the podcast or what I see on stories or what I want to see on YouTube? Like, is it the same person? I don't know.
Right. So, you're so right. Because at that engagement, there would be a disconnect. And if you really think about it, that's genius what you just said. And I want people to really understand that. If that would be the case, then the person innately would be like, wait a minute, I can't trust this person because they're showing up in a different way. Now you've tarnished the client, like the rapport, and everything leads to trust. And if you break that trust, it's over because it's like a subconscious thing that people would be like, oh, I don't know if I could trust her. And then they'll just kind of float away. So in order to mitigate that risk, just go upstream and just start with who you are. Just be who you are. That's it. You know, so important.
Be that salmon. Just start swimming against the current. No, Patty, oh, we could talk about this all day. Guys, you have to go and connect with Patty. She is a genius, obviously. So you need to go follow her. You need to go check out what she's doing. Patty, where can everybody find you on the internet? Go follow you and see all the good stuff that you're cooking up.
Thank you. I would say that I have a page that is kind of like this catch-all of all the awesome stuff I have. It's at positioningtoprofit.com. And just by doing that, I have a quiz there that you can take to see like where your areas of opportunity, all these freebies and things like that, that really are going to help you to position your brand to profit, because that's what it's about.
Yes, guys, I will drop that in the show notes so you can easily get to that page. Patty, this has been a pleasure. I thank you so much for your time. This was great chatting with you, and I'm just excited to get to know you and be connected with you. I'm so excited. Thank you, Patty.
Elena, thank you so much. Such an honor and a privilege, and I love what you're doing because it's so very needed.
Thanks so much for listening to the Side Gig Central podcast. You can dive into the show notes for this episode and for all past episodes at sidegigcentral.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll talk to you very soon. And by the way, keep up that side hustle because it looks good on you.